Yeah, John Harbaugh and Ozzie both told us that they both talked to you. Were you happy? And again, I know this is all the way. This is the process. Were you happy with the way those talks went? You have to know they want you back.
At the end of the year, yeah. I mean, yeah. They expressed, they want me back. But at the same time, those are just words. And
yeah, there's always a but, isn't there?
In a perfect world, I'd sign my contract now and then be done with it and everything will be over and I'd continue to be a Raven. But, until you actually see what's on the table and what the other teams who could be involved are offering, I mean, you just never know.
Jared, you said you always like to go back, and think about maybe had another sack here, or just statistically be a little better there. There was, though, a play that sticks out in the Ravens fans' mind, in the players' mind, in Ozzie's mind, when one Pittsburgh Steeler number 86 came over the middle, and one of the hits that brought more smiles here than any I can recall. I guess in light of what we've learned about the bounty situation out of New Orleans, did you get paid for that hit?
No, didn't get paid. I'm sure there was a lot of people that wanted to pay me for it, but no, I didn't get paid for that hit.
There was a lot of people that wanted to pay you for it, and when they see you, they may. The question screams, Jarrett, we have to ask it. Were you ever aware of a bounty situation here where there was any kind of monetary value placed on any hit that you made?
No. I mean, not that I'm aware of. I honestly don't really know. I did see it on the ticker about New Orleans. I don't know exactly what they were doing. In my opinion, my experience in the NFL, the majority of the bounty stuff that you see or that you hear about, it gets blown out of proportion. People, when they hear bounty, they think that one guy will stand up and say, I got, X amount of dollars if somebody hurts this guy, and that's what people picture. And they think that people are just going out and laying these big hits just because they're trying to get a little extra money for it. And it's just not reality. The reality is once the game starts, what your game check is, what bounties is, all that, none of that matters. You can't, if a bounty did exist and a player is out there thinking about a bounty rather than playing, he's not going to play very well. So if there is a bounty, I just don't see how it could work. I don't know what New Orleans was doing. I guess they were doing it for a long period of time.
Yeah, Greg Williams was even orchestrating. That's what makes this such a big deal, JJ, I think, because Greg Williams has admitted and apologized for running it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know
That's
that.
That's pretty heavy, well, huh? Man. Yeah.
And, he goes back and then the Washington Post reporting that he did it when he was with the Redskins. And you go back to 2006 and Peyton Manning, a hit that began his neck problems, which was a flagrant ripping of the head. You look at that and what that has spawned, given where, Peyton Manning, the star of the league, really, in many regards, unable to play last year. And so that's why this is taking on the size of the story that it is.
Yeah, you asked how it started. The NFL actually investigated. They got a word that this was happening. Tom Benson, the owner of the team, told Mickey Loomis, the GM, to stop it. He didn't. Sean Payton didn't. And hence the NFL investigation. Crazy, huh?
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty wild, but I don't know anything about it. I don't really know how it works. In my mind, if I'm out there thinking about extra $1,000 or $2,000 you can get for a big hit on somebody, I'm not playing very well. I should be thinking about my coverage and my rush or my whatever.
I can't imagine Greg Madison standing up and saying, "Hey, JJ, we want you to take a bounty out." I just can't imagine.
Yeah. And what's funny to me about the situation, again, and not to bring up necessarily the financials of what you got, but you make a lot of money. Here's $1,000 for a hit. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah. As far as being a true incentive.
It's almost more risk than reward, I would think,
Yeah, you would think they would do more damage. You guys, trying to think about an extra $1,000, which really doesn't make any sense, I mean, maybe trying to encourage a young player, you run down and cause a fumble I don't know, so.
Well, listen, my friend, we appreciate you spending some Saturday with us. Look forward to seeing you. I'm sure we will eventually, and hopefully it'll be on the first day of OTAs when or the first day of the off-season workouts when you're up here in your rightful spot as we walk in the locker room, and there you are.
That's right. You're on the right.
All right, JJ. We appreciate it, buddy. Have a great hang in there for the next couple of weeks, and I'm sure we'll hear what's going on. We'll talk to you.
All All right, guys, have a good one.
Happy fishing.
Selfishly, as we said, you know, crossing that line of being a homer. Yeah, I'm a homer. You want to see him back.
Yeah, again, for all the reasons we talked about earlier, we're just on display there once again why you want him to be a part, not just of this team, but of this community. And so, yeah, we'll see.
Give us a call if you have some thoughts on JJ coming back. 410-467-WBAL, 1-800-767-WBAL. This is the Ravens Saturday Huddle. We'll be right back.